And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Mino Studio is a pre- and post-production facility for all of your audio needs. Mino Studio's founder is an accredited audio engineer with top 40 and indie album credits. With over 30 years of music industry experience, Mino Studio can take your podcast from idea to reality. Contact Mino Studio at minostudio777@gmail.com for more information. That's minostudio777@gmail.com. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. So here's today's topic: why I buy out-of-state properties. For those of you listening to this broadcast on a regular basis, you know I live in Southern California and I invest in other states. For many investors, especially those just starting out, the thought of investing out of state may seem kind of crazy. Why would anyone want to buy such an important and expensive investment and not be able to easily access it, regularly see it, and be there in a moment's notice? Well, I had and still have the same questions running through my mind. I would love to buy in California if the numbers worked for me, but they don't. Believe me, I looked all over the state, and although I found some cheap properties here and there, the numbers just didn't work. Cap rate, cash ratios, and price to rent ratios are so ridiculously low, it really reduces the chance of generating what I can in other states. I suppose if I had a very large cash reserve, it might be a different story, because people certainly do make good money here in real estate. However, as a beginning investor, it just doesn't make sense. For me, I really felt like it was going to start, if I was really going to start investing, the only way I could do it was by buying outside of California. There's a lot more properties that meet my criteria and budget in other states. For example, if I have only $100,000 to invest, I could buy four $100,000 valued properties, okay, so four at $100,000 each, in places like Ohio, North Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, and even Florida, at $20,000 down on each property. And they could be duplexes through fourplexes. Conversely, in Southern California, I would have to spend the entire $100,000 to purchase a $500,000 duplex if I could find one, and that does not include closing costs. And on top of that, even if I could find a decent duplex at that price, what would my return on investment be, let alone the cash flow? So for me, it makes a lot more sense to go out of state to find good properties with good numbers that will cash flow and appreciate. The first three properties I purchased were in Georgia and Tennessee, two in Memphis and one in Atlanta. They were in markets that I had researched and that had all the right stuff I was looking for. But keep in mind, choosing your markets first is key. Don't go out and just buy somewhere without knowing what your goals and your criteria are. Once you have your goals and criteria in place, then you can find the markets that meet those goals and criteria. What market to invest in is not the same for everyone, too. It really depends, again, on your goals. For example, Do you want to fix and flip properties or buy rental properties? A good market for rental properties may not be good for flipping and vice versa. I personally don't flip properties, so I won't focus on fix and flip markets, but I can, however, because I'm a buy and hold guy, talk about what's a good market for rental properties. So, here are my primary reasons for investing out of state. Number one, you get more for your money. In my earlier example, I showed how I could buy four or five properties out of state for $100,000, whereas in California, I'd be lucky to find one. When you have multiple properties in multiple states, you also have a better chance of surviving. Let's say one of your markets, a local market, has an economic downturn or a slump or a dip. If one market goes down, you still have your other markets that will hopefully make up the difference. Number two, I want a truly passive investment. Now, I mentioned earlier how I would prefer to have properties near me, but I have found out something else that I did not anticipate once I started investing out of state. By being geographically set apart from my properties, I may not get to practice my property management skills, but I definitely have learned how to sharpen my asset manager skills. In other words, because I'm away, I have to rely on my boots on the ground, my property management team, that much more. If I were nearby, it would be so much easier just to jump in my car, drive to the property, take care of the problem. However, being away from the property forces me to be a better manager of my team, to make sure they are motivated, committed, and responsive to our tenants' needs and the asset, to do their very best job possible. That helps make me become a better asset manager, not a landlord, so that I can truly enjoy my passive investment. Number three, the returns are just better in other states. Better ROI, better cap rates, better cash on cash returns, better cash flow, better price to rent ratios. I mean, ROI, 25% return on investment is not uncommon. Cap rates, I have a 10% minimum on my cap rates, and I usually get double that. Better cash on cash returns, I set a minimum of 12%, but more commonly get 20%+. Better cash flow. When I first set out, I said I wanted a minimum net cash flow of $100 per door. I'm averaging close to $300 per door. Now, I'm not boasting by any means. I'm just saying these things all surprised me. I got more than I anticipated. Better price to rent ratio. 2% is common. 4-5% is certainly possible. It's hard to beat the numbers of investments in other states if you pick right. That's what's so compelling about being able to find those kinds of properties. Number four, better state laws. When you buy out of state, you can choose to select states that are much friendlier to landlords and owners. You can avoid things like rent control and anti-landlord laws. For example, in California, it can take months, and I have even heard in some cases, a year or longer, to evict a non-rent paying tenant. Whereas in places like Tennessee, evictions can be completed in as short as 2 weeks. And finally, number five, you can pick properties in a strong market. Since I don't live in what I would define as a truly emerging market, although in California there are a few cities that not necessarily near me that are considered emerging, I can still buy a property in an up-and-coming market with all the benefits like short-term appreciation, etc. if I buy out of state. I can search out markets where unemployment is low, where jobs are plentiful, where businesses are growing and new industry is moving into the area, where there is much redevelopment and rents are in high demand, and where property values are just starting to go up. Then, besides just the great ratios and returns my property gets, I would also see significant appreciation, increasing rents, and a better overall return on my investment. Well, there you have it. Just a few of the reasons why I prefer out-of-state investments. Maybe some of you out there that are investing out-of-state can list even more. But those are my primary ones right now. On next week's Fun Fact Friday, I'm going to outline how you can develop a great out-of-state team. Now, the team is critical for your investments. You need to have good boots on the ground. So make sure you tune in. Just remember, real estate investing is not that difficult to learn. Once you get the key concepts in place, you're on your way. Just keep educating yourself, write out your goals, get a mentor, and take action. Well, that's it for now. Until next time, God bless.